You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, folks, we're going to continue on with the Holy Days in Jesus. Not a lot of people realize this, but you guys are pretty smart. You can figure it out easy enough. The Holy Days, what's commonly called Jewish holidays, they're not Jewish holidays. In Leviticus 23, God tells us that these are His Sabbaths. So they all point to Jesus. The shame is that the Catholics have deceived everybody, inspired by Satan, into rejecting these days and accepting pagan holidays instead of God's holy days. So in the last show, I told you we were going to pick it up in Acts chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." So, this is talking about Pentecost here. And, they didn't break out and gobbledygook and jump around and cluck like ducks and bark like dogs and act like a bunch of fools. If you read, and it goes on, and it says that there were those from every nation there, and they all heard them speak in their own native language. In other words, God created a miracle here. He created a miracle, and the apostles were speaking, but each of the people from the different nations heard them in their own native tongue. So in the 70 known languages of the day, God created a miracle. Just like out on Mount Sinai, in the Old Testament, you can read about this. It was the day of Pentecost when God gave Moses the law. It was the same law that always existed. It's just that they had forgotten it and lost it while they were slaves in Egypt. But when he spoke, a mixed multitude came out of Egypt with Israel. And when God spoke, everybody heard him in their language. He spoke in the 70 known languages of the time. In other words, it was universal. It symbolized that it was meant for everyone, for all men, all mankind, every human being on the face of the earth. And this is what happened in the wilderness, and this again is what happened here in Acts chapter 2. You can see the same thing. When in the wilderness, God was like a fire on the top of the mountain, and there was thunderings and a rushing mighty wind, and this repeats again in Acts chapter 2. This is the birth of the New Testament church here, and it's a repeat of what happened out in the wilderness, and it was the giving of God's laws. It has nothing to do with Easter and Christmas and all of the pagan things. So abandon them, please.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.